Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's discuss the current buying environment.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We were looking over the June numbers, and back in June, 33% less homes for sale, 9% more buyers showing up. So buyers, you have a tough row to hoe right now.
Well, it's an interesting process because interest rates are so low. I'm understanding that First Mortgage Prime, the best rates for the most qualified home buyers is somewhere around 2.5%. Is that accurate?
It's crazy times, something like that, depending on what day this airs and things. But
yeah, that's weird. 2.5%. I can remember when First Mortgage Prime was 23%. That was during the Jimmy Carter era. And this is amazing. So many buyers can qualify because the interest rate is so low. Their payment is going to be relatively low. So whatever they're earning qualifies them for a more expensive home, etc. But the problem is they can't find the home.
I think that one thing to consider, if you've been looking for over 4 weeks as a buyer, go back to your lender, check today's rates, and see if you have more buying capacity than you did previously, because you very well could have. In addition, there are buyers that are buying, so we're getting them off the market. There's also some uncertainty in employment, which eliminates some buyers. So be hopeful, but also be vigilant as a buyer. Right now, I think you need to look at homes that you can afford at their list price, and hopefully look at something $20,000 under your list price so you can win the bidding war when it comes on.
And that's going to be an interesting process. Speaking of bidding wars, how many offers are you receiving per property at this point? Is there such a thing as an average?
Well, there is. There's a trend of 350,000 is where the heat of the market is, where the most activity is. But under 350, you're looking at multiple offers. And it depends on what the strategy or unintentional strategy seller's using for pricing. If they price something at 270 that should have been 300, you're going to be looking at 30 offers.
Okay.
If you're looking at something like 5 to 10 low, you're going to be looking at 5 to 6 offers. And if you're right on, you're going to get quick attention but not be overwhelmed.
So if I was a little bit under the market and I am getting these multiple offers, could I play buyers against each other to bump the price up to be maybe even above the quote-unquote market level?
Yes, sellers can definitely do that to you, buyers, so beware. You also, as a buyer, need to be fighting the appraisal situation where it may not appraise for value, so you may need to bring cash in to bring that value to what it would be as a sales price. Tricky times for you buyers out there. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.